is Mihaela Blenda. I'm a program manager in SQL Server team. I'm currently focusing on management scenarios for big data clusters. So in this video, I'm gonna go through a few deployment options that you have for big data clusters and what you need to know to have a successful deployment. Let's get started with an overview of few choices you must decide on when you are planning a BDC deployment. Some of these decisions will depend on the infrastructure you have available, like the type of Kubernetes cluster you are planning to use, or if you're planning to deploy on-premise or in Azure, for example. But you will also need to consider the type of workloads you are planning to run, and this is where sizing and scaling decisions will come into play. For example, a POC or just to learn about BDC capabilities will require just a single node of a Kubernetes cluster, as long as it has the minimum resources and storage configurations that are documented. Once you have the target Kubernetes cluster available, next step is to think about how you will deploy BDC on top of that. From tooling perspective, one option is to use Easy Data Command Utility, our new cross-platform Python-based tool to deploy, manage, and interact with services in BDC. You can automate entire deployment process using Easy Data commands, or you can go with a guided, more interactive experience using Easy Data CLI again, or notebooks in Azure Data Studio. For all these options, we are publishing sample scripts and notebooks for you to reference in our documentation. To accommodate deployments in environments that are not connected to the internet, we are publishing the list of images that must be pre-pulled from Microsoft Container Registry and pushed into your private Docker registry that the target environments have access to. And the tooling required for deployment have a disconnected install experience as well. In terms of the actual deployment workflow, first, of course, you must have access to a Kubernetes cluster. Then on your client machine, you have to install, as I was mentioning, Easy Data CLI. Optionally, if you are planning to use notebooks for the deployment, or of course, later, once you're running workloads against the big data cluster services, you can set up Azure Data Studio. Next step is to choose what configuration template to use as baseline for your deployment customizations. If any edits are necessary to accommodate different storage or scaling or networking requirements, you will make a copy of the built-in template using Easy Data and then use that copy for any customizations. Lastly, we just need to set the credentials for accessing the external endpoints in the cluster, and then issue the BDC create command to start the actual deployment workflow. And upon deployment completion, you would probably want to connect to the BDC services, and we are providing a convenient API for you to list all the endpoints available in the cluster that you can use to connect to the services in Big Data cluster. Let's actually see how this works with a short demo. So here is my client machine that I already set up with Easy Data. So just to double check, I can issue a simple command to see if I have it. And definitely I need to double check if I can connect to the Kubernetes cluster that I set up. In this case, I have an AKS cluster in Azure. For example, I can issue the simple commands to see. So I'm going to deploy in this single node Kubernetes cluster. Let's see what happens if I just issue Easy Data BDC create. So I'm first prompted to accept the license terms, and then this guided experience that I was mentioning earlier starts to prompt me for all the inputs that are required for the deployment to start. First, I'm prompted for the configuration that I want my deployment to be based on. These configuration profiles that you see here are like templates that are pre-populated with default values that make sense for the environment that you are deploying on. Main difference between a config file targeting Azure Kubernetes Service and a config file for a kubeADM cluster is mostly about the storage and networking requirements. But the rest of the defaults are pretty much the same, and you can use those defaults as a baseline for various edits you can do to customize your Big Data cluster. In my case, since I'm deploying on AKS, I'm gonna use the AKS dev test configuration profile. The neat thing about this AKS config is that the default for the default minimum configuration size, everything is pretty much ready to go, and I don't need to make other changes, so I'm not prompted for other required inputs. But because I didn't set up the credentials for the external endpoints in the cluster, I'll have to go through that. So I need to provide credentials for SQL Server, for Gateway, and a controller, and then the deployment is underway. Another way that you can customize your deployment is to pretty much create a clone or a copy of the this built-in configuration files that shipped with the AZ Data. So you can use AZ Data BDC config init command and provide one of the options that we you saw earlier. So, and as a target, you specify that, you know, a folder, a local folder that you want the configuration files to be stored in. And this command, it will just create a clone of this configuration file. So if I go here in this folder, I can see that, right, for example, BDC JSON that describes all the resources and the services that are deployed in the cluster. I can customize the ports and the number of instances and so on. Once I have that, the only thing that I need to do, and once I made the changes that I want, again, I want to do BDC create. But this time I'm gonna point to this custom configuration profile that I created in order to for the deployment to make use of those changes. For more information and details on the BDC deployment, please refer to these resources that I listed here. You will find guidance and best practices on how to configure and deploy a Big Data cluster, pointers on tools setup, and sample scripts to get you started quickly. I'm also referencing here other resources that you can leverage to learn more about BDCs and SQL Server 2019 with hands-on workshops or samples that you can use and that showcase various use cases that you can leverage BDCs for. Thank you for watching. Please come back for more insights into Big Data cluster capabilities and SQL Server 2019.